חברים, בואו נתיישב. אנחנו תכף נתחיל את שיעור מספר 2.
Friends, let's sit down. We're going to be starting lesson number 2 in a moment. Please note that you're sitting with other friends in your tables so that throughout the lesson in the workshop we will be able to do it together. We're reminding everyone to turn off their cell phones, put them on silent mode. The frequencies for translations are on the screens right now.
אנחנו מתחילים עכשיו את שיעור מספר 2, נושא השיעור, אלא מתוך 10 בני אדם.
We're beginning lesson number 2, the topic out of 10 people. Of Lightman, please.
קטע מספר אחת, מתוך רבש א', מאמר...
Excerpt number one, from רבש, to which degree one should achieve so he doesn't have to reincarnate. All the souls extend from the soul of Adam הראשון. For after he sinned, in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Zohar called upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces. Again, all the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Zohar called upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces.
And all these parts are in each and every one of us. And our work, despite our bodies, despite our egos, is to connect again as if we are one body, one soul, and there is no difference, not in bodies nor souls. That's the work. And it's not worthwhile to even count how many differences there are between us, distancing, contradictions on the way to connecting together. But the great salvation here is that we don't need to do it on our own. Not at all. There is no problem to be connected. If you want it, do you want it? One scream called out and a couple from here. No. Yes. I see that out of a few thousands, one is crying out. Okay. In short, our problem. Something's happening to someone. Our problem is that we don't believe that we can reach this. We don't believe it. And even inside a person, he's thinking, I don't want that to happen. I want, but I don't want. Kind of, there's something that's preventing, right or not? Yeah. This is the problem. Meaning, the Creator is ready. We don't need to do a thing except for request. The upper light, which does the connection between us, again, into the system of Adam, just as it was prior to its shattering, is ready. We just need to invite it to work. And we're not inviting it. That's the whole matter. To the extent in which we try to be more and more, maybe, yes, connected, what stops us from really wanting to be such that we will feel ourselves as one, being as one with the Creator inside, the world of Ein Sof within, and all the good. There's no evil in the world. Nothing is lacking. Just to want. Let us, for a few moments, very much inwards, will concentrate on that desire. Please. Does each of us feel that there's something bothering him? That he can't, with all his heart, with all his soul, with all that he has, to ask. Is there something that's preventing? If you didn't discover that something's stopping you, it's a sign that you are still not making the effort, the correct effort. That part that you need to feel that doesn't let you emerge out of yourself to connect with others and all be in one heart, in one body, in one desire. That part, you cannot get rid of. What can be done here is by your friend. Your friend can help that part that you're not capable. Yes, he is capable of taking it out so that it won't bother you. That is how we reach the necessity for the prayer of many, where each of us prays for the other. Because in each of us there is a part that he himself cannot disconnect from his ego. Okay, we'll move onwards. Probably also after lunch, it's not kind of going so well, right? After food, it doesn't go so good. Okay. Well.
Excerpt number 2, Baal HaSulam, Talmud HaSefirot, Part 8, Item 28, Opnimi. All our work in prayers and practical mitzvot, commandment, is to go back and scrutinize and ascend to all the souls who came from Adam Rishon and fell to the klipot until they reached their original roots from where they came prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Again, all our work in prayers and practical commandments is to go back and scrutinize and raise all the souls who fell from Adam HaRishon into the klipot until we bring them to their original roots as they were in it before he sinned in the tree of knowledge.
Yes, this is all our shattered parts, and we don't have any possibility of correcting them, but rather to just ask from us to the Creator for him to correct them, connect them, and fill them. We are like babies that can only cry, scream, and nudge in such a way that it just constantly, relentlessly, like little children know how to do this. From the side of nature, we too need to do this. So now, silently, without screaming, but do this exercise between you, where you do demand, you're crying out to the Creator, only in silence, between you, yes? Shh, 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 like that. How you're going to address the Creator with a cry, with a request, with, well, like children know, to kind of really be such annoying nuisances, intolerable. Let's do it like that, towards the Creator. Let's go. I don't hear.
Basically, in all the images that the Creator shows, where he shows me my nature after every connection we made here.
If not in silence, then loud. Come on. Demand from the Creator to help us to connect despite all the difficulty and rejections, and for him to fill all the connections between us. Well, at least the women, come on. Well, that's how you invite the Creator. Well, talk about this. Each Don't wait for one for the other. Together, each 10, together.
Dear
Creator, we ask you to help us connect. We are being rejected from the connection. It's hard for us to connect. We don't want it. We prefer to go to sleep after lunch. But help us unite now above everything.
Let's be children for a moment. Children don't make calculations. They demand. They scream. So do it already. Come on. Just do it. What are you waiting for? We have to have a desire. We won't have a desire. We'll never have a desire. It's not going to happen. So we're trying together. Well, we're playing. We're doing these games. We're touching these things. But we don't know what to do. We don't know what we really have to do. So give us that desire already by yourself. Give it to us. Change us. And that's it.
Even worse. It's getting hard for us to believe that you can help, that you want to help. It's like this game that we don't yield results. And there's not even any hint in the heart what to do. Maybe just a little something. Because it's very difficult to do something without knowing what to do and how to do it.
We're expecting you to come right now to the friends, to the heart of the friends, to land in this reality of ours and to make it spiritual. We're ready for it. We just ate lunch, so we're ready to go on our way. And we won't leave you until you're revealed. So let's just do it now already. Why should we wait? We're ready. People came from all over the world, desires that, and the time's come.
Yeah, the friends made such great efforts on this path, even just to come here and all that. So please give them that other nature so they can think of the friends. And so the thoughts don't go into themselves, but so that they have what they want, which is to think of the friends, the success of the friends, that this will be the only focal point of all the friends.
Creator, aren't you fed up already of hearing people talking in the way of stony statues that are staying here without emotions? Come on, give us something, do a favor. We're already despaired with asking for ourselves. You see here on the table what's happening. So we want to ask for one another, but we're asking of you to make this stony heart into a heart of flesh. So we'll really want for the friends, and we want to ask for the friends. We're dependent on you. So help all the friends by making it so that they'll be able to ask for the friends.
We know you are between us. So help my friends turn their hearts to you. Clear out the place in their hearts. We all gathered here. We understand everything. Help my friends.
Yes, the friends can't give you more than they gave. They can't do more than they've done. Enough. The time has come. The time has come. It's been a really long time ago that it's been the time already. And they deserve it.
We're not going to give up. I guess, okay. There are many women here calling on the Creator, now everyone.
сказано так.
Read number 5.
Excerpt number 5 from Tana de Beliau Zuta. Israel are not redeemed by affliction or by enslavement or by jolting, nor by madness or pressure or by absence of nourishment, but rather by 10 people sitting with each other, and each of them reads and learns with his friend, and their voice is heard.
Yeah.
קטע מספר 7 מתוך רבש א'.
Excerpt number 7 from Rabash, article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
There's an awakening of above from the Creator to us, and there's an awakening from below, from us to the Creator. So we need to have both of them sorted, arranged equally, just as the Creator arranged Adam Arishon and shattered it again, and began to collect those shatterings from still vegetative and animal, and then arranged for us the world besides human beings. He began to collect people. How did he start to assemble them? From Adam onwards, people began to feel that they have a certain special attitude towards godliness, towards revelation of the Creator. Not just like bowing down before some mountain or tree, but revealing Him. But there has to be an inclination towards the Creator, just as His inclination is towards people. Out of us being in a system of the 10, there must be a connection between us that will be such that we will be able to nevertheless connect 10 as one. And no one can do it alone. I need to hate myself. I can't do that. I must love the friend. I can't do that. But rather, if we help one another and try to do this, it also doesn't go. But if we want really badly for it to happen like this between us, then the Creator helps. Meaning we have to, just like children, when playing, where they're trying to do, and they can't, and they do want, and they're trying and with all their might. Then, if they play together for one goal, and the Creator arrives. They have no forces that can connect. They have no forces to hate their own egos. It's all done from above, but with the common efforts. The question is, what is considered a common effort? What effort on our behalf, in the group, in the 10, can we call a mutual effort? Please. Somehow, the way he's saying it here, that if 10 people really want, and they pressurize and help one another how to nullify oneself, each of themselves, and how I will be able to acquire love for the friend, if each really wants it this way. Of course it doesn't turn out, but he wants. Then we get a help, meaning the Creator does it. It's called, the Lord shall complete it for me. How do we organize such a game? All our work in spirituality is called a game. How do we organize this game, please?
Yeah, we must take example from our kids. When they begin to play, that's it. They're totally into it. When they acting out being pilots, they are pilots. When they're soccer players, they're soccer players. We have to do the same. Constantly act out the situation that the Kabbalists talk about and write about. And constantly do the utmost to be in the game. And it's up to the Creator to turn the game into reality. So let's play it love.
Actually, what he's talking about here is this mutual effort. This is kind of like elusive. The fact that I'm efforting and every friend here is efforting, are we supposed to effort on the same thing, or are we supposed to be in an exertion of the friend so that the friend will have that tendency of constantly being with that incline forward with that effort? Meaning that mutual effort is specifically not to do it alone, but actually to constantly be in making this mutual effort, this united matter.
What's common is that each of us comes out of himself and prays for the others. And then we are in one prayer, and there's no egoistic prayer in the prayer that we're building. And then it's really common, because no one can say, this is my prayer. On the contrary, it's no one's prayer. Everyone's praying for everyone else, for the revelation of the Creator in them. So then we get a prayer that is an equivalence of form with the upper force.
I actually spoke to a friend outside, and he was telling me about all kinds of difficulties he's been through, and he said, well, why does the Creator have to remind us with difficulties? Why can't he send us flowers and things like that? And I thought to myself that this is the place where the friends can remind one another about the greatness of the Creator with flowers and all such things. It's the only place where, from the positive, you can get reminders about these things, and each of us can add to another in this and to get examples from one another. This is specifically that effort of reminding one another.
True. The effort is mainly in examples when a person comes out of himself and tries to show example to the friends. It doesn't matter if he feels it or not, if he has greatness of the Creator or not, but our inclination to show an example to the friends, to love the friends, to try to disseminate in what we say to each other and our readiness to help with everything in the group. By that, we give an example, and the impact is that the greatness of the Creator awakens in a friend and their desire for annulment and envy. So we just need to remember that the common effort is that each one works on the others, not on himself.
Each of us, all the actions should be together, and what's common is that we invite the upper force that makes, when we make room for it between us.
Yeah, and the direction is outwards. That's another thing that makes it common. All the efforts, the requests are from you outwards to the friends.
Yes, if we make an effort to connect between us, to ask for all the friends, especially now where we saw many friends from the world Kli, and so many friends that I'm used to see every year, and I see that they're not here right now. Really, for them, for each of them to come here, for all the friends that are there, to truly ask for them, that's our game now. So maybe the Creator will hear.
I was impressed with the question and with what happened before in the beginning of the lesson. Now we have to, just speak openly about our situation, and we don't need to do all that. We just have to be, nudges, and keep pressing on that point where we want to be in the perfect state, above our egos, in the revelation of the Creator and the electricity that binds us together, and not take into consideration any doubts or anything like that, because it's irrelevant. And that's how the light's going to work on us.
Let's say that when you take that ram that you a battering ram, it takes a lot of force, but it's like it takes a lot of people. Although it's not the person who's lifting it up, it's a common effort. Meaning, it's an effort that's very clear to everyone that it's a common effort, and no one can do it alone. To tell you the truth, but you really feel like we're all doing this common effort. So there is something that maybe we can define as a common effort. That it's clear to me that I really am not capable of praying for you alone. When does this magic happen? Really, when all of you, all of us together do this. Meaning the proof for me is that I'm thinking about you and that we're all doing it together.
Excerpt number 8 from Baal HaSulam. Not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the whole public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as it is written, all who is proud. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, every person must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work, and include himself in the root of all of Israel.
The problem is really great to emerge out of the public. If we are in the collective, in the public, and we start working in the general public, then anyone who goes out is truly harmful to those who remain, and also to oneself, to the extent in which he leaves the collective. Hence, we need to take into account that, just as he says here, you're not allowed to exclude oneself from the public, but to leave, that doesn't mean that I leave physically and go home. To exit or to exclude means that I am praying for myself, asking for myself, and even just like that, I'm concerned with myself and not for the ten. We need to get used to understanding, and this is only a psychological problem, that spiritual life are in the system of connection between us. And there, between us, that's where the Creator is. I'm connected with the friends, I'm going to reveal the Creator. I'm disconnecting from them, I disconnect from the Creator. The Creator is altogether the collective, as they say in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Creator is the one who includes them all. Meaning, to the extent in which we connect in one another, by that, we are beginning to reveal Him. In the more that we are inwards in this, between us, we discover Him more and more and more.
Yes.
There's something else. Number 9, yes?
Excerpt number 9 from Likutei Halachot, Rules of the Synagogue. The prime ascension of the soul and its completeness is when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness, since the holiness is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone. so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is opposite from the holiness. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one. And this is a prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue. And this is the prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. This is the completeness of the prayer.
How do we do this? We sit together. We try to connect. We're not capable. We ask for connection. A little more we pressure each other in order to connect. We're not capable. We ask for connection. And this way, in all kinds of manners, in all kinds of possibilities, as much as we try to be in these connections between us and are not capable to ask. Ask. That's what the Creator wants for us to make half the work. That's called the half a shekel. And the other half He does. And it's not done any other way. If we don't do our half, He won't complete the other half. He won't give if we don't bring our other half. The other half needs to be a deficiency. My half needs to be a deficiency where I am trying to connect and I can't. And this is what I bring Him. I tried and I couldn't. Cry like babies. Get mad like little children. Why is it not going? You can scream. You can do whatever you want as long as it'll be justified out of your attempt, out of your exertion, that it's not going. By that, He is happy. Why? Because in this, you're crowning Him as the upper force. As the upper Father. As He is capable and does. And has a good heart to answer. And by this, we exactly arrange ourselves, format ourselves correctly for the request for help. So how do we try to connect between us, discover that we're not capable, and turn to Him? Again, try it in some way, and again turn to Him. How will we do it together, like children that are going to play something, but it doesn't work out for them, and they cry out that it's not going? Just like the exercise we did before, almost, but feeling this, that we're doing it for the sake, not of succeeding, but for the sake of discovering the deficiency for help from above. There's a great difference here. It's either that we're doing and we want to succeed and don't succeed and cry out, or we want to succeed in increasing the deficiency, in discovery of the deficiency for help from the Creator. So we now make an effort so that a deficiency will be created between us for the help for the Creator. Please talk between you and make such efforts. Just as you really are working in connection, wanting to come to connection and are not capable and are happy that you're not capable. But that's with force after you made efforts. You're happy that you're not capable because then you can cry out for Him to help. Let's go.
It's
so beautiful that now we can feel the point that's stopping us from asking the Creator, when we have each other and each one can remove this barrier from the friend's hearts. We can do this. We're the only ones who can do this for each other. So what better opportunity than a Congress, the first day of the World Convention, to do it, to just pray. And I know that only I can remove the barrier from your heart, and I do it. I know for certain that you are doing it for me.
We simply need to pump up this effort towards each other. When I look at all the friends, I see that really everyone comes here and are putting forth a complete effort. And where am I in that picture? So that's something that needs to be awakened. And the key is to think that the friends will be in this effort and not leave. Until this effort comes to where it is, because it's we need to reach this.
Yeah, we mustn't forget our nature. That, as Itai gave the example of the battering ram, once if we just bang our heads against the wall, we stop. No, we are making an effort against our nature, against the satisfaction. The place of the filling is in the friends, not in us. So all our efforts, all this ramming that we keep trying to do for the friends, this is the most sublime, most important thing. From here begins any request, any connection with the Creator. And the more we rise and the more we extol it, we can even convince our desire that it's worthwhile.
Because it's a great thing. No one in this world has such thing, doesn't dream of it or think about it. And then now he's discovering the hatred, and now he has this attempt for connection. Who else has such a thing? It's a very a degree of an Adam, of a human already. We want and we're not capable, but we're also happy that we're not capable, because it makes more room for the work. There's an endless room for exertion. There's a place here where there are from people from all over the world that are trying. They don't care if they can, they can't. They are trying. And what are we doing? We need to be happy. We need to be filled with gratitude for the Creator for bringing us this standing, to say thank you that we have the Kabbalist that is showing us the way, to say thank you that we are here living, breathing, and we have another day to battle.
Yeah, and now that we see, that we feel this point between us, that we are unsuccessful or we don't want, we keep going a little more and a little more, because the fact that we can continue here in a workshop, in a circle with the friends, it's a sign that there's more room for labor. And then we'll make another effort, another effort. We're not finishing the job. We're just giving more and more energy toward connection, to ask for the friends.
I just grasped that. Let's see how much we can feel together and the fact that we can't.
Rav. Normally, when we can't, our evil inclination, our ego, tells us, try again, try again, try again. Be stubborn, be obstinate, be strong, don't give up. Try harder and harder. This is our ego. That's what our evil inclination tells us to do. Instead of crying out for help from above. How do we not forget about it? Not forget that all the counsels that come up in our minds to try again and again, and that will make us heroes, come to us from the ego, because it gives us a chance to turn at least in some way to the Creator, and we're not doing it, because our evil inclination stops us. How do we help each other constantly be with complaints and requests and prayers and all kinds of gratitudes, praising the Creator, anything, except think that we are so strong, such heroes, that we are not going to turn to Him and we want to achieve it by ourselves. How do we try to turn specifically to the Creator? How do we come to feel that we don't want to turn to Him? That something stops us. And this is our ego. It says, I will rule and not He. Why should I turn to Him? You try it on your own. And it's the opposite of what is customary in our egoistic world. So how do I constantly see to a state where in every possibility I turn to the Creator together with the group? As it is written, I wish He prayed all day long. Go ahead.
This point that Rav talked about now is the point that differentiates the wisdom of Kabbalah from all the rest. Where it's not just to believe in there's no else besides Him that's good, that does good, but to measure yourself constantly. Where are you towards this? How are you operating against this? And here it's, in order to be in this, it's only one that can help a friend. We have to help each other with this. We really do. If I'm going through some state, if someone doesn't come to me and says, do you remember that there's no one besides Him? There's no chance I'm remembering that. There's no point in me thinking that I might say such a thing. So the exertion, the effort is in seeking out how I can help the friends and how to help the friends go back. You're giving like a little iota of connection, and that already does the work of connection between us.
Yeah. We have to pull ourselves out of the picture, even in the prayer. It's not me asking. It's as if there is no me. There is a request. There is a desire for the friends to achieve spirituality. And I'm not there at all. I don't think of myself. I'm not present. And then I know only the Creator can do it, because my powers are not even involved in the matter.
I don't see a matter in asking the Creator directly here without the friends in the middle. I only see that there's the possibility of asking the friends to be adhered to the Creator, and also to ask from the Creator to adhere the friends. And the friends, as each of them is as Malchut to the upper nine in this request, this can work.
So I want us to turn to the Creator now. Right now, I want to say, let's turn to the Creator now. All of us together. And with every friend who speaks, we won't stop this plea to think about the friend, to ask.
The Creator is coming already, yes.
Bala Sulam Kotev. Baal HaSulam writes, there is no happier situation in the world except when he finds himself despaired with his own strength, meaning that he has exerted and did everything he could to do, but there is no cure, because then he is worthy of a complete prayer for his help, for the Creator's help, since he knows for certain that his own work will not yield him any benefit. And as long as he feels some power of work of his on his own, his prayer is incomplete, because the evil inclination comes first and says that he must first do what he can, what is in his power, and then he will be favored by the Creator. This is what our evil inclination tells us, our ego. And they said about that, the sages, the Lord is high and the low will see. Because after a person exerts in all kinds of work and becomes disillusioned, he comes to the real lowliness, for he knows that he is the lowest person, for he is nothing that is good in his body. And then his prayer is complete and he is answered by his generous hand, meaning precisely where we feel that nothing is helping, we can't, All we see is hatred between us, rejection, despair, indifference between us. This is the place to ask. Keep asking for every single thing. Not that later we will come to some great despair and then we will cry out. No. Immediately. Otherwise, you're listening to your evil inclination who tells you, wait for later. This is incorrect. So, there should always be a request to the Creator for every single thing. Bring us closer. Connect us. Do for us.
Sure.